This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, another exciting day in Trump land. Doesn't get better than this, or worse than this, or lower than this. Gang rape, that's the words of the day. Gang rape. We have a Supreme Court nominee that enjoys gang raping women, according to the Democratic Party, according to his creepy porn lawyer for Stormy Daniels, Michael Avenatti, according to Democratic senators, according to lying women. This is the most incredible thing I've ever seen in my entire life. And no, right-wing watch, don't try and twist it around and say Wayne Root is saying all women lie. No, only the women claiming they know something about the past of Brett Kavanaugh are liars. All three of these women, clearly liars. Woman number one brought up a story after 36 years with zero evidence, with zero witnesses. She named four people. They all say it never happened. They all say it wasn't Brett Kavanaugh. They all say they know nothing about this incident. She doesn't know how she got there. She doesn't know how she got home. She can't prove she was ever there. She can't explain why she never told anybody. And then number two, Ramirez, Deborah Ramirez of Yale, was a blackout drunk who has no idea if it was Brett Kavanaugh, but thinks it was Brett Kavanaugh, after replaying in her little mentally ill mind what she thinks happened. Well, she was a knockout, drag-out, blind drunk. And then number three has this wonderful resume as a government employee. So she's probably a commie government employee out to get Trump. And she is the funnest one of all. She is the most interesting one of all. I was gang raped, not once, 10 times. Came back 10 times for more. Or I should say came back 9 times for more. That's right. She says she went to 10 gang rape parties and got gang raped each time and came back for more each time. Interesting. She also happens to be 3 years older than Brett Kavanaugh. So when she was a college girl adult, she went to a high school rape party and enjoyed coming back 9 times to be gang raped by little high school boys 15 and 16 years old. These stories are the sickest stories I've ever heard in my entire life. There's something wrong with these people. They're mentally ill. They've got Trump derangement syndrome. They hate Trump. They hate Kavanaugh. They want to get even. They're all bitter. They're vicious. They're jealous. He's about to go down in history as a Supreme Court nominee. And this is how far the country has fallen. From Anita Hill to this. Anita Hill didn't charge gang rape. This is truly the most low-class, disgusting, disgraceful effort in the history of politics of mankind. And every single Democrat is a disgrace. And the good news is, I believe we've now solidified a big victory in the November midterms. If we don't win in November, then my name isn't Wayne Root and there's something wrong with the United States of America. Because everybody I meet who has common sense is so shocked, so outraged, so disgusted by these charges, especially today's, the gang rape charge. Anyone could see that Brett Kavanaugh is a great man. Anyone could see he was a virgin in high school. The guy's a little virgin nerd from high school. That's what I had him pegged at. That's exactly what he claims. That's exactly what he is. A little virgin nerd in high school. And she says he was blind drunk getting involved in gang rape parties. It's all so stupid. It defies logic. If she went to a rape party and she witnessed him, Brett Kavanaugh himself, pouring some sort of drug in the booze, she'd come back 9 more times to be drugged and raped? Not just raped, but gang raped. Makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? You know, I think what liberals don't realize is that most conservatives are decent people, and they don't even understand something like this. They've never heard of something like this. They've never been around something like this. This is a fantastic dream from the mind of Stormy Daniels, who must have relayed it to Michael Avenatti, her creepy lawyer, and he must have thought he could get away with it because he was faded from the headlines. No one ever cared about Michael Avenatti ever again. He was gone. He had his 15 minutes of fame, and so he's come back for another 15 minutes of fame with a story invented by a porn star who, no doubt, I don't even know because I've never watched her films, but Stormy Daniels might very well have been involved in gang type of sex on screen. She certainly knows about it in porn movies, and so she must be dreaming this stuff up and giving it to Avenatti. I don't know what else to say, but the average middle-class American has never heard of anything like this, has never experienced anything like this, is disgusted by it all. You know, I'm a Jewish kid who grew up in an all-Catholic neighborhood, pretty much all Italian, a couple of Irish kids, but mostly all Italian. Johnny O'Byrne was one of my neighbors. He was the Irish exception, and there was one other Irish kid whose name I can't remember, but everybody else was Italian. They were all Catholic, and they almost all went to Catholic school. I went to the rough public high school called Mount Vernon High School in Mount Vernon, New York, on the Bronx borderline, one of the roughest urban inner-city public schools in the United States of America, and these kids were lucky enough that their parents sent them to Catholic school. And let me tell you something about white, straight males. We like girls. I never met a man that didn't like girls in those days, ever. I never met a single boy, 15, 16, 17, who didn't like girls and talk about girls 24 hours a day and talk about screwing girls and wanting to screw girls and dating girls. But I never met anyone who went to a Catholic school that ever was involved in raping girls, that was ever involved in drugging girls, that was ever involved in gang raping girls, that ever talked about gang raping girls. We're just normal, all-American boys. We like to meet a girl. We love to have sex. But I don't remember anyone ever talking about gang raping anybody. Never would, never happened, never will happen, never could happen. There is no such thing. Decent middle-class people who go to Catholic school, or in my case, just a decent, nice kid, we don't do things like that. We don't talk about things like that. This is all ridiculous. This is all a dream, or more of a nightmare from the mind of a porn star and her creepy porn lawyer. There's no other way to describe this. It never happened, and it's good that he brought it up because it makes a mockery of all of it. You know the story where Christine Blasey Ford tells, where supposedly Kavanaugh was trying to grope her in bed and had his hand over her mouth, and at that moment his friend Judge, I forgot his first name, but whatever Judge's name is, Judge jumped on the pile, and they all rolled off the bed laughing, and she ran away. That's what this guy Avenatti is. Avenatti just jumped on the pile of accusers, and he knocked them all in 12 different places, and he made them all look foolish, and he destroyed the entire argument of the Democratic Party. Thank you, Michael Avenatti. You are the guy who just jumped on the bed and scattered everyone and made it all look like a ridiculous joke. And you have just won the midterms to the Republican Party, because there are not decent people left in America who would ever vote Democrat after seeing and hearing this entire mess. I don't believe it. I know the American people. I knew them for the election. I knew Trump would win. I even knew the scorecard. I knew exactly how he'd win because Trump asked me backstage on October 30th, 2016. I opened for his event in Las Vegas. And then when I got backstage, he was taking pictures with the VIPs backstage. And he said, Wayne, come here, man. You're the Vegas odds maker. Tell me what's going to happen. Tell me your final prediction. I said, you win by 10, a landslide, and it looks like you barely won by a couple of votes, not even 1%, because Democrats cheat 10%. And I was exactly right. That's what happened. See, Trump not only won the election, as I predicted, not only won big electorally, as I predicted, Trump also won the popular vote fairly substantially, in my opinion, but 5 million illegals voted, not to mention Democrats threw in various other forms of voting fraud, just, you know, voting for dead people in Chicago, voting for dead people in other places. So I'm sure that, you know, there were 6-7 million votes in there somewhere that were complete fraud and illegal, had no right to vote, and therefore Trump won the election by about 5 million. And even accounting for that, even if you kept them in, he won the election by about 5 million if you just take out California. So in the rest of the United States, where normal people live, outside California, Trump won the election by a large margin. And my prediction that he'd win by 10, but it would look like one, less than one, was exactly on the money. I'm telling you that I have the Midas touch when it comes to predictions. And the November election, we are going to do really, really well. And the thing that no one wants to talk about is we win all the midterms. See, the press is trying to scare you. psych you out, discourage you. They don't want you to go vote. They want you to believe we're losing. They want you to believe you're on the losing team, so maybe you'll switch to the winning team. So they tell you that historically, the party out of office of the White House in that first midterm always wins. And they're right. Historically, it does usually happen. Not always. There have been exceptions, but usually it happens. They pick up seats. Big deal. It doesn't mean they're going to win the House. But more important than that, they're not telling you that Republicans win midterms by landslides. We won the 2010 midterm by a landslide. I predicted it in the media publicly. We won the 2014 midterm in a landslide. I predicted it publicly. And I'm telling you, we're going to win the 2018 midterm. No landslide, because there can't be a landslide, because we already control the House, the Senate, the presidency, the Supreme Court, as soon as you name this guy Kavanaugh, and most governors and most lieutenant governors and most state legislatures. We're dominating American politics, but we're going to hold it all in this election and do really, really, really well. And I call 2010, I call 2014, and I call 2018. We kick ass in midterms. And nobody's telling you that. There isn't one word about that in the media. That the Republican Party wins midterms again and again and again. Here is a email that I got from one of my listeners that I like. Robert says, just read Dr. Ford's polygraph examination report. It was done on August 7th, 2018, at the Hilton Hotel in Linthicum Heights, Maryland. How in the hell did this happen? She said she doesn't fly and can't stand being closed in a car for long. She also said she's not left California in a long time. Being involved with construction work, we have required certain workers that apply for jobs with us to take polygraph tests. They have to go to an office of a lawyer to take the test. You don't do it in a hotel. This is complete BS. So how do you know if it wasn't administered by the United States government, it wasn't administered by the Republican Party, it wasn't administered by a prosecutor, it was administered by friendly people on her side arranged by her lawyer in a hotel room in Maryland, as he points out, when the woman lives 3,000 miles away across the country and says she doesn't fly and doesn't like driving cross country? That's a polygraph exam? Something smells rotten in Denmark. The federal debt is out of control. A stock market crisis is on the horizon. And there's a constant threat of terror attacks or even war. This is Wayne Allen Root. And this is exactly why I invest in gold and silver. And you should too. To make it easy for you to get started, I've teamed up with the professionals at the U.S. Gold Bureau to offer the Wayne Allen Root Precious Metals Investors Package. This exclusive set contains five different silver coins from major mints around the world. Order today and it will also include a free silver American Eagle, fresh from the U.S. Mint. This portfolio is previously sold for more than $300, but it's available to our radio audience for only $99, which includes free shipping and 100% delivery insurance. Order now. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go online to usgoldbureau.com/root. usgoldbureau.com/root. Don't get left behind in the next financial crisis. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653 right now. And start protecting your assets before it's too late. What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you could accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit talented team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
With a recession ending,
if you've been...
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. This show is sponsored by a great company, and I mean a great company, U.S. Gold Bureau. They're the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the U.S. Gold Bureau studio. I've teamed up with the professionals at U.S. Gold Bureau to create the Wayne Allen Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package. This package includes six different pure silver coins from major mints around the world. It includes the first ever silver Krugerrand. All coins are investment quality. Get all six coins for only $99. This portfolio is previously sold for more than $300, but it's available right now for this audience only, the Wayne Root Show on radio and TV, $99. And that includes free shipping and 100% free delivery insurance. Call right now, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. You get six different pure silver coins from major mints around the world for $99, normally $300, 800-885-GOLD, or go to usgoldbureau.com/root and tell them Wayne Root sent you. Call in number for this show. We love taking your calls and hear what you think about Kavanaugh and the accusations. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. I told you I thought a big bellwether happened in Texas, big bellwether for this election, happened in Texas last Tuesday. And it was District 19, and no Republican had won since 1879. Reconstruction of the Civil War was going on, and a Republican won in an Hispanic district. And I'm telling you, we're going to a big victory in November. Trump has won over everyone, including Hispanics. And all the polls you see are lying. And it's interesting because there's a second bellwether. A friend of mine just sent it to me. He lives in Montana. We have lots of listeners from all over this country in 50 states. And my friend in Montana, Thomas, said there's a Senate at-large seat, meaning all the voters of the state vote for the seat. It's a Democrat Williams against a Republican Gianforte. And the June 15th poll had the Democrat Williams up by six. The September 22nd poll has the Republican Gianforte up by 9. That's a 15-point swing from June to late September. He says we are sweeping them in September, and the U.S. senator up there, Tester, is guaranteed to lose with seeing numbers like that. I'm telling you, it goes against common sense. The pollsters are all going to be out of business on November 7th because you're all complete frauds, or you don't know how to poll anymore. Because maybe it's because it's not 100% your fault. Maybe it's because Republican voters like me laugh in your face, and A, I would never pick up the phone, or B, if I ever did pick up the phone by mistake and it was a poll, I'd hang up in your face and tell you to go screw yourself. Or C, I'd play a game with you, and I'd just pick the Democrat every single race. Because I want you to be so wrong because you're all such frauds. I want to put you out of business. And that's what every Trump voter is doing. So they think Democrats are off to a big victory when, in fact, the whole country is voting Republican. I really do believe that. I believe it's going to be a huge, huge, huge victory. We keep the House. And maybe, you know, a miracle. Maybe we even extend our lead in the House. That's even with all these tough seats to defend against and so many good guys on the Republican side retiring and so many seats they're up for grabs and two Republicans indicted in the last 3 months on purpose. You know, that was a Democratic game plan, indict Republicans so that, you know, pretty soon there's nothing left. You can't defend enough, and you're going to lose. I say we win anyway. Maybe we even pick up seats. I'm starting to think that. I'm telling you, it's all going our way. So here's common sense. The Kavanaugh lawyer, Brett Kavanaugh's lawyer, asked a simple question that I asked to open the show. Why did the accuser continue to attend gang rape parties? She said she went to 10 gang rape parties. Do you know how absurd this all is? Can you imagine if this was your daughter admitting she went to gang rape parties and she liked taking on 10 men and she kept going back for more? Now she's blaming one of the men? And she's saying this is the guy with no proof this is the guy? I mean, I think she's got no credibility at this point, don't you think? Am I living in a dream world? Are nice women out there listening to this and going, oh, Wayne Root is wrong. Oh. He's being so disrespectful to a woman that was happy to go back to a gang rape 9 times in a row after the first time. So she enjoyed being gang raped 10 times, probably blind out drunk. And now she's complaining about Brett Kavanaugh. She's a liberal. She's making things up completely, or she did go to 10 gang rape parties, but Brett Kavanaugh was never there. And just like the first gal, Christine Blasey Ford, she's superimposing his name and his face in the party she went to, you know, to try and become the hero of the liberal left. This is what the women with the pink vagina hats think this is what they've come to. They think they could be a hero for their daughters. I'll take the bullet for my daughter. I'll go down in history. My name will be, you know, in Wikipedia as the woman who took down the Republican white male straight nominee for Supreme Court. We've got to stop these people with white privilege. You know that's what she thinks. You know that's what this is all about. It's just so absurd. So you're admitting you went to 10 gang rape parties. But wait, you were many years older than Brett Kavanaugh. So you were 18, 19, 20 going to gang rape parties with a bunch of 15 and 16-year-old boys. Really? Does this make sense to anybody listening? Should this even be brought up? Should anybody even talk about this out loud? Stormy Daniels, this is your dream.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
War now.
USA Radio News.
I will certainly in some form be able to watch, and I'll also rely on some very fair and talented Republican senators who, if we brought George Washington here and we said we have George Washington, the Democrats would vote against him, just so you understand.
President Donald Trump in a news conference Wednesday afternoon, the president being peppered with questions about his Supreme Court nominee pick, Brett Kavanaugh. Now, Kavanaugh will be testifying before a Senate Judiciary Committee on Thursday. Day two of Bill Cosby's 3 to 10 year prison sentence is being served at a new state prison just outside of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Victoria Valentino says she was assaulted by Cosby and was asked on CBS This Morning if she was hoping for an apology.
He has no conscience, therefore, even if he apologized, it wouldn't matter. Mm-hmm. It would just be an act.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
IT orchestration stories from CDW. A social media company knew that data was the currency of the digital economy. But when it came to monetizing it, they were being shortchanged. So CDW orchestrated a data fabric solution from NetApp, creating a hybrid cloud to help them move data faster, innovate quicker, and make decisions stronger. Data flexibility by NetApp, IT orchestration by CDW. Learn more at cdw.com/netapp. CDW, people who get it.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too. Until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
You know, I say stuff on the air that nobody else says. No one else is willing to tell the real truth, the raw truth about what high school was like, what their friends were like in high school, and their buddies who went to Catholic high school, and talking about straight, white, American, Republican males. There's nobody else who's like me. Here's a text that just came in from a listener of mine who, you know, obviously over the last 2.5 years we became friendly and we texted each other, so I gave him my text. So he texts from time to time instead of emails. And he says, boy, you are far and away the most entertaining guy on talk radio. Listening to your show is unbelievable, but I do fear for you because the things you say are going to get you killed. When you're that honest, people are afraid that some liberal is going to take a shot at me and try and kill me. It's crazy. But I am good, man, because there's nobody out there. It's just me and Trump. There's two people in America who tell the truth. Ted Cruz is as conservative as me, but the only two people who speak raw and speak in New York street terms are Donald Trump and Wayne Allyn Root. That's it. In the whole country, you can't find any authentic radio like this. Doesn't exist. The other guys are great. Rush Limbaugh's great. Michael Savage is great. Mark Levin is great. Sean Hannity's great. But they don't have the grow up on the streets in New York kind of attitude and lingo and mindset that Donald Trump and I do, and they weren't warriors in their youth like I was fighting for my life. So I understand, A, what it's like in the real world, and I could talk about it, and B, I remember what it was like for guys like Brett Kavanaugh in Catholic school, and C, because I'm a warrior and I fought for my life, I know how you fight the liberals the same way Donald Trump fights them. You fight them with just, you know, you claw their fingernails, you claw their eyes out, you do whatever you have to do, you kick them in the balls, whatever you have to do to survive, because they're Republican Party is just filled with wussies who give up and put the white flag up like the French constantly. They're like, you know, it's nonstop French. Their whole Republican Party is filled with Frenchmen. And I'm more the Israeli army. We don't ever lose. We're small, we're outmanned, we're outgunned, but we will never be out-hustled and we will never lose. Man for man, the best fighting force in the world is the Israeli army. And so you can make up for being a little 5'7" Jewish guy. As long as you know what you're doing, you got a good gun, anything's possible. That's how I feel about my life. Newsmax TV, by the way, is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Newsmax TV is America's fast-growing cable news channel. And I used to say that in this promotion when we had 50 million homes on DirecTV and Dish TV and Fios and UVerse. Now we've added Comcast, Xfinity, 30 million more homes. So we will soon be in 80 million homes. And you can watch my show every night, 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific. If you don't get Newsmax TV, call your local cable system and tell them you want Newsmax TV on your cable TV, and you have other TV options. You can go to DirecTV, you can go to Dish TV, so encourage them to make you happy. You want your Newsmax TV, so you can watch your favorite host, Wayne Allyn Root. And to make it simple, just call this toll-free number. We'll connect you instantly to your cable system for free. Call 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397. Special note to all my Vegas fans, to make a phone call, either call this number, 844-500-6397, or you can call Cox Cable directly in Las Vegas and let them know you want your Wayne Allyn Root TV. All right, so, Chris, we have our Donald Trump Jr. interview. We're already fired up. So last night we got a little surprise. I only found out about it, you know, a few minutes before the interview. But Donald Trump Jr. called into our show in the third hour, the son of the President of the United States, a very prominent businessman and politician himself. He'll be appearing tonight at the big fundraiser for Danny Tarkanian for United States Congress here in Las Vegas, along with his girlfriend Kimberly Guilfoyle, I think you pronounce it Guilfoyle, formerly of Fox News, The Five. And I'll be there tonight. I'll be showing up as soon as the show's over. I'm getting in the car and racing over there. So Donald Trump Jr. stopped by the show yesterday, and we had a chance to interview with him, and I thought we'd play it again for those of you who were not here for the 5 o'clock hour. Donald Trump Jr. and Wayne Allyn Root. Don Jr., how are you, man?
I'm good. Good, Wayne. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. I'm sorry we got you late. He was in the middle of nowhere, kind of running through an area with no cell service, but we got him now. He's headlining a fundraiser tomorrow night in Las Vegas for my great friend Danny Tarkanian, running for the United States Congress. Don Jr. will be there to headline the event. I will be there as well. I want to give the phone number on the air for everybody to RSVP. If you're in the Las Vegas area, make sure you come out and financially support Danny Tarkanian and listen to Donald Trump Jr. talk, 702-785-8228. RSVP right now. We want to pack the house for Danny Tarkanian and for our United States Congress to go big, big time red. 702-785-8228 is the RSVP number. All right. So what are you going to be talking about tomorrow at the event, Don?
Listen, I think we're going to be talking about people. We're here to support people who've been supporting my father. We are here to support the agenda, the MAGA agenda that's been so good and so successful for so many Americans, really for all Americans. When you look at what's going on, Wayne, unprecedented numbers. There is not a single economic metric where we are not better off today than we were a few years ago under President Obama. Now, all of a sudden, he's running around taking credit for it. But at the time, when my father said, hey, wait a minute, why can't we have 3% GDP growth? Why can't we have 4? Why can't we do better than 4? Obama himself says, well, there's no magic wand for that. Well, abracadabra. He's doing it. He's doing it quarter after quarter. We're winning. Backed up Obama. No, no, no. 1.8% is the new normal. Well, of course it's the new normal for a guy that's never actually created a job. Of course it's the new normal for a guy that never, ever ran a business or had no idea how business could run. Of course it's a normal for a guy that's just taxed the hell out of you, spend it all, regulate everything to death, you know, attack business, attack employers. Of course that's the normal for them. Well, it's different when you have someone who signed the front of a paycheck. It's different when you have someone who's there willing to fight for those businesses, because he knows, my father does, that those people are the lifeblood of this country. They employ people. They make sure that our businesses are running. They make sure that this country is going in the right direction. He wanted to let them do what they needed to do with their money, not decide some bureaucrat in D.C. who has no idea what's going on, has never done anything in his life either, should not be the person making those decisions for you. So we need to have people in there. Danny Tarkanian has been incredible for my father. He's an early backer, back before it was politically expedient to be one. He was there all along, and so we want to help him out. We want to make sure he gets that seat. We got to keep winning.
We do. And by the way, liberals are so delusional, Don. We're talking to Donald Trump Jr. He'll be in Las Vegas tomorrow helping my great friend Danny Tarkanian win his congressional seat, which, by the way, is one of the only seats in America, or if not the only, that we think we can flip from blue to red. So we can actually add to the Republican majority in Texas if we can win the Tark seat. But I just wanted to mention to Don Jr. that so many liberals send me nasty emails and nasty letters, and they say you're a liar, the economy is not better. As a matter of fact, in Obama's last year, it was improving. It was 1.9% GDP in the last year of Obama. It's now running.
He's the only
4%.
Person that never broke 2% as an average
history.
In history.
The
slowest and worst economic recovery in history.
Correct.
And you would think after the mess that, you know, by the way, the mess that was Bush, you'd think you'd be able to do something coming out of those lows. But no, he didn't. He couldn't. But again, the Democrats will do anything to stop Trump. They will do anything to reverse everything that he's done. What do they want to reverse? Do they want to reverse all-time low unemployment numbers? All-time low.
All-time low for blacks, all-time low for Hispanics, all-time low for women and for young people.
Everyone across the board is benefiting from it. Okay, so now, we're fighting this battle with one arm, sometimes two arms, maybe two arms and a leg tied behind our back, because the media will never say that. They'll never report the truth about what's going on. You know, they'll sell the garbage they were selling us for the 8 years that Obama was in there. Oh, everything he does is so great. Oh, really? How come you didn't talk about this being the worst recovery in history?
Right. And by the way,
you're never
going
to get a fair shake. So real people have to have an open mind. They have to look at what's actually going on. Look at your businesses. Look at your paycheck. Look at the new employers that have been hired around you. That's a strong economy. That's what's going to get us out of the other problems that these other politicians have gotten us into over the decades. Okay?
Hey, Don,
having a strong economy, having robust GDP growth, that's winning.
When you say the worst economy in history, I think we should all start to admit if it's the worst recovery in history, then it's not a recovery. You know, it was the worst recovery in 70 years, seven decades. That's not a recovery.
It dabbled along. Nothing happened. Nothing did. On November 9th, 2016, all the things started skyrocketing up because businesses realized that they don't have someone in there who's their enemy. They don't have someone who believes that you didn't build your business.
That's it. Hey, Don, we got to run. That's the music. The show is over. Newsmax TV, USA Radio. Donald Trump Jr., thank you for being with us. I will see you tomorrow, and so will many of my fans, in Las Vegas for the great Danny Tarkanian. He is the son of the President of the United States. He's a brilliant businessman and politician himself. Thank you, Don Jr. Catch your flight. Safe travels. We'll see you tomorrow in Vegas. Bye-bye. All right. Wade Allen Root. That was our interview last night with Donald Trump Jr. We found out about it at the last minute. He was driving in his car in Montana. We finally got him on, and we couldn't hear him. He was out of out of reception on his cell phone. So we waited about 10 minutes, and we finally got him, and it was a damn good interview. And by the way, he's surprisingly good. Donald Trump Jr. is like a Wayne Root. You know, you'd think he grew up in New York. Oh, that's right. He did grow up in New York. So he's got that kind of New York attitude and a little bit of a wise ass. And I like it. I love it. It sounds like Wayne Root. Sounds like Donald Trump Sr. He's good. I think he's going to make a great politician one day. I really do. A lot of people keep begging me to run for office, and I keep saying, why would I want to run for office? I got the gift of gab, and I'm building an amazing radio career nationwide, an amazing TV career nationwide, an amazing newspaper national syndication nationwide, author of 12 books, and number 12 comes out in January, Trump Rules, about all the traits, principles, habits that made Donald Trump a winner, one of the great winners in the history of the world with everything he's done. And it will be a New York Times bestseller, and then I've got a great book career, author career as well. So why would you want to run for office and ruin all that? I like what I'm doing. I like supporting the Republicans and criticizing the Democrats. I got a commentary coming out tomorrow's Las Vegas Review Journal called Lock Them Out. I'll read it to you when we get back. Lock Them Out. I led the entire audience, about 10,000 people or so, at the Trump rally. I led them in Lock Them Out. Lock Them Out. Lock Them Out. It's talking about November 6th. We are lock the Democrats out of Washington, D.C. Lock them out of power. If we control the House, the Senate, the presidency, and we expand it, they have no power. It's ours, baby.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Are you tired of high cable TV? Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now, USA Radio. You know, I was just thinking, I went to this terrible inner-city, urban, dangerous high school, Mount Vernon High School in Mount Vernon, New York, where my life was in danger every day, and everybody was a rough, dead-end kid. And I don't remember anybody ever drugging a girl. I don't remember anybody ever raping a girl. I don't remember anybody ever gang raping a girl. I don't remember even hearing about gang rapes. I don't remember anybody laughing about it. And here you're saying in a fancy Catholic high school, which is like a private school that costs serious money, parents are sending their kids there to learn about morality and Catholicism and religion, and the kids are all wild drunk, having wild drunken orgies and gang rapes? This is so ridiculous. And not only did I go to a rough inner city school, but I knew kids, you know, all the kids in my neighborhood went to Catholic school. So I come from both the rough inner city urban school, public school, and I knew all the kids that went to Catholic school. And I never met a Catholic boy who talked about gang rape, ever. I never met a Catholic boy who talked about drugging women. The whole thing is so ridiculous that like I said, it's going to be a red storm in the midterm. Everybody with common sense and a brain knows, especially people in the Midwest, they all know that what's being done to Kavanaugh is so wrong. What's being done to Trump is so wrong. Unless some of this is proven true, in which case you could just push me over with a feather. This is the first time I've ever said that. Just in case, I want to say, just in case. You know, it won't be my fault if it's true. It'll only be his fault if it's true. And he'd be embarrassed and his life would be ruined. But if it was true. But it's not true. And by the way, you can never prove it's true. You know, what's crazy? What if 10 women now come forward and all say, oh yeah, it's true, he raped me. He gang raped me too. I was at the gang rape. All that would mean is 10 more people are making up stories. At this point, every liberal woman in America could just say, me too. Hashtag me too. You could just make up whatever you want. I was on the air, I think it was 2 days ago. It must have been Monday with Bill O'Reilly. Right, I do my Bill O'Reilly segment. And Bill O'Reilly said that all of this makes sense to him. Because I said, this makes no sense. This is crazy. He said, no, it makes sense to me. Because I was sued for sexual harassment by a woman I've never met, never been in a room with. Right? And so all of a sudden you start to realize that they start to pile on. All you need is one woman to make a spurless claim, and 20 more who have, especially if they've ever met you. He says he never even met her in his life. He's never been in a room with her, and she sued him for sexual harassment. But, I mean, say you've been in a room with 10 different women. Well, 9 of them might say, you know, I need some extra money. What a great opportunity to sue a really rich guy like Bill O'Reilly. Let me pick up $1 million in a settlement. He'll never want to go to court. And now there's, you know, there's 3 women. Why not be 4? I'll jump in and be the 4th, even though he never touched me. And so it's a way to make a lot of money, man. If you have no moral values, you know, if you're desperate for money, if you're deeply in credit card debt, if your mortgage is going to, you know, your home's about to be going under, you're about to declare bankruptcy or losing your house, and you could pick up a quick $1 million from a Bill O'Reilly. So that's what these women thought. He was a gravy train. And so you don't know if anybody, just because 5 people say instead of 1, doesn't make it any more true because the other 4 are piggybacking on number 1, and number 1 was lying. That was my argument with Judge Roy Moore. I said, just because like 5 different women have come out and said he was creepy and he dated me and I was much younger than him and it was weird. Okay. Do you have any proof? No. Were there any witnesses? No. Were there any pictures? No. Do we know you went with him? No. Is there anyone that collaborated? No. So maybe the first one made it up, and the next 5 jumped on the gravy train. Crazy. I mean, or maybe it's true. I don't know. At the time, I remember saying that Judge Moore should take a lie detector test and put this to bed once and for all, and he never did. And so it may get to a point where, hopefully, testimony tomorrow ends this whole thing. But if it gets to a point where he needs to save his nomination for the Supreme Court, Brett Kavanaugh, by taking a lie detector test, maybe he ought to take it. Right? They said she passed hers. Well, hers has irregularities, and I'll tell you about it when we get back. Some strange things. But what if he passes his, too? Then what are you going to say? Then I think every woman in America would say, okay, enough. That's it. So there may be a point where you have to take a lie detector test. I know why he's not, because I think lie detector tests scare the hell out of honest people. They really do. I think honest people think, oh, my God, what if I'm honest and it never happened, but it shows it happened because I'm so freaking nervous. Even though I never did it, it's starting to run wild in my mind. And lie detector tests are just inadmissible in court for a reason. They're not perfect. What if it shows that I'm lying and there's deception, even though I'm not lying and there's no deception? So I know why he's not taking it, but I think there's a point where you have to take it. Let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show. It's My Doctor Suggests. You know, my throat has always given me problems. You hear, I'm just always have a kind of a hoarse voice. And I talk 3 hours a day on the radio and TV and 60 hours a month and 720 hours a year. How many people do you know talk 720 hours a year on the air? And that's where My Doctor Suggests colloidal silver lozenges come in. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. And the silver in them, the colloidal silver, destroys bacteria, virus, and yeast. It comes in a liquid gel and or a lozenger. And when the silver comes in contact with germs for 2 minutes, voila, it can destroy them. Imagine sucking in a lozenger and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. I'm living proof it works. My Doctor Suggests is the name of the company, but Wayne Roos doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these amazing, remarkable, magical lozenges today. They've saved my life. I've been in the air for 2.5 years with a hoarse voice, and I've never missed a show because of my hoarse voice. Thank you, My Doctor Suggests. Call 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868. Tell them Wayne Roos sent you, they'll take 10% off your first order, or go to MyDoctorSuggests.com. 866-660-9868. They're lifesavers. I couldn't live without them. My Doctor Suggests colloidal silver lozenges.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.